of the floor. We used to go down to Grandma's house every month and a sore. We had chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese. Took a whole bowl of cloth for the chick. It would hold eight kids, four hound dogs, and a pig we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks spitting and chew. The wall, Grand sang a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I knew, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old bed. It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 411 geese. Took a whole bowl of cloth for the chick. It would hold eight kids, four hound dogs, and the piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep. Fishing with my uncle, grassing with my cousin. I even kissed Aunt Lou. Ugh. If I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said that I'd trade them all. Plus a gal down the road for the grandma's feather bed. It was 19.